The Sudanese people of the Nuba Mountains have faced years of war from the government of President Omar al-Bashir. A few years ago, Russian-made Antonov warplanes bombed unarmed civilians, injuring and killing many. Most medical workers with international aid organizations left the dangerous area. But one doctor stayed. Dr. Tom Katina works at the Mother of Mercy Hospital in Sudan's South Kordofan state. There, he serves as the surgeon, pediatrician, and as the obstetrician-gynecologist. Mother of Mercy is the only major hospital in the Nuba Mountain area. Katina does everything he can to save those in the middle of conflict. Rebels of the Sudan People's Liberation Movement North are fighting the government forces of President Bashir. The rebel group once fought along with South Sudanese groups. South Sudan became an independent country in 2011, but remains stuck in conflict. South Kordofan shares a border with South Sudan.
Katina's story is being told by Ken Carlson in the documentary film, The Heart of Nuba. Carlson recently spoke with VOA's South Sudan in Focus program. He talked about how he created the film. I found out that he was in great need in the Nuba Mountains 5-6 years ago, in need of aid. We raised $102,000, put a truckload together of vaccines and supplies, and I realized it was a great story to tell, Carlson said. The film has been showing in the United States and other countries. Money from ticket sales go to Mother of Mercy. So far, the movie showings have raised $500,000 for the hospital.
Katina is from New York. He went to college at Brown University in Rhode Island, earning a degree in mechanical engineering in 1986. He received offers of high-paying jobs, but he felt a different calling. In the film, Katina talked about his decision to become a doctor. He said his brother did not understand it. I turned to my brother Felix, and I'm like, Felix, I should go to medical school. He's like, Tom, what are you talking about? You're an engineer. What are you talking about? And I said, no, I think I should do it. Katina first trained as a doctor in Kenya before going to South Kordofan State. Carlson has known Katina for many years. He said he wanted to find out what made Katina so committed to people in the Nuba Mountains. So he traveled to the area in 2014 and 2015 with his video camera.
The Heart of Nuba shows the difficulties of Katina's work in the Nuba area. Each morning, he wakes up early and goes to the small chapel to say prayers. After he drinks his tea, he goes to the hospital to start a long day. In one scene of the film, Katina treats a man who has just had his nose blown off by shrapnel. Carlson said of Katina, he's furious these families are being destroyed for no reason. The Heart of Nuba was recently shown at the National Cathedral in Washington, D.C. Many donors, activists, and Sudanese people attended. Nathaniel Nyoke was a displaced person, one of the so-called lost boys from South Sudan. He ran for 5 days to escape fighting in the city of Bor more than 20 years ago. He said one part of the film gave him chills. It was a scene in which young people were running from bombs. They sought shelter in a hole in the ground. Seeing the kids running from the Antonovs and then jumping in the hole to hide, that's what I used to do, Nyoke told VOA. Nasima Katina is a Sudanese nurse. She and Katina are married. She described what it is like to be performing an operation while under attack. She said, "No one comes out, but people always run to the foxhole with patients who are able to go, who are able to run." I'm Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Mario Ritter.